But Tanya, we learn like this. Shomen es hamechuborim lelakeach. Know that we value how much is worth for the lakeach. So Rashban says this, that the sefta of the ksubisi, shinuya mocher haben, where the son sold the property, who may save, and then the father died. And yesh menechosim mechuborim lakeach is shomen loy. We have to value it. So you see that even the fruits that's attached to the ground does not go to the lakeach. Because here the father wrote off that the goof of the karaka goes to the son, and the son sold it to somebody else. So now when the father dies, it says the fruits that's attached to the ground, this lakeach doesn't keep it. He gets it because it's on his field. But shomen, we have to see how much it's worth, and how much it's worth he has to give it back to the other yorshim. So here you see, even what's mechubah lekarka also goes back to the yorshim, and lekeach does not keep it. So what does our Mishnah say at the end? Only what's tolish goes back to the yorshim. Mashma, what's mechubah lekarka, then the ben would keep it. Smora says in Echnami, Oma Ula says lekash, there's no stira. Kan bebenoi, kan biachar. And our Mishnah is talking about where the father gave away his field to his own son. So when a father gives it away to his own son, there the svar is that hoyel v'dayte shalodim krayv eitzah b'nai. A father feels close to a son. Therefore, when he gives it to a son, he wants his son really to have it. So he wants his son to have the whole thing. Therefore, it's okay. Mashenkein, when the son sold it to somebody else, then we say the other person only receives the goof of the karak itself. But what's mechubar? What's growing, even though it's attached to the ground, that does not belong to the lakeach, but rather that goes back to the yorshim. Only if the son himself is keeping it, then it's a svara the father wanted to give it to the son. Now the Mishnah says, "Heniach bonim gedolim muktanim." That's when a father dies, he leaves over, he has children, older ones and younger ones. So ein ha gedolim mispanasim aydei aktanim. The older ones to not take panosa, like use up the money from the gedolim. And not to the younger ones take away food like money from the gedolim. Elo defshati is cholkim b'shava. We divide up the Yerusha right away. So Rashbam explains, misparnes means lilvoy shuksus, and mizoynes means mizoynes mamish. Because usually older people, older sons don't need that much food. They need more money for clothing, and younger kids they need more money for food. So don't say like the oldest son has a right time to take the money right now for clothing and the younger sons will take money for food and later will worry about the Yerusha. No. Elachokim b'shova means right now before they start taking the money, they divide up the Yerusha equally. He gets this much, he gets this much, equal amount. And then you use whatever you need. What's going to be Nosu HaGadolim? Let's say the oldest son got married and he used up the money from the Yerusha. Elach Riz then Yisu HaKtanim. Then the younger ones also have a right to get married and use up money from the Yerusha. What's going to be though, v'yimomru k'tanim? What's going to be if the younger ones say like this? Harayonu noisin gedera shenasatim atim. Listen, like when they grow up, they say to their older brothers that are married already, now we want to get married, just like you got married. So then ain't shomim lehem. Then we do not listen to them. El rather masha nosan lehem aviyem nosan. What the father gave them was given already. And the Gemara will explain, this case is talking about, it means that the oldest son got married when the father was alive. And the father took a page for the chasana. So it came out that the father paid for the chasana. Now the father died, and later the younger sons want to get married. So they don't have a right to say, listen, just like you older ones, the father paid for the chasana, from the younger ones also we want the money to be paid from the chasana. That no, because when the father was alive, he paid for the chasana. That's called he paid from his own money. But now that the father died, there's Yerusha here. And therefore the Yerushim take over the Yerusha. So they have a right to use up Yerusha. And they divide up equally. The Ketanim can't take the money for the Chasna. Yeah. What's going to be Heniach Bonais Kederlos Ketanim? Let's say a father died and he had no sons. He only had girls. And he had older ones and younger ones. So again, Ein HaGederlos Misparnesois Aideach Ketanois. The older ones do not take away money from the younger ones. And when the younger ones need their food, they don't like take away the money right now from the older ones. Right now we tell them, listen, there's Yerusha involved here, and they're equal, so there's no din b'chor or b'frat by girls, so So therefore, we get 50-50. There's only two girls, one older, one younger, and there's $100 there. So each one gets 50. The older and the younger get the same thing, and we divide it up right now, and that's it. And again, the Mishnah says, what's going to be Nosu Gedolus? Let's say the older ones get married now and they use money from the Yerusha, then Yisu Katanos, then the young ones also have a right to say, listen, we're going to get married also, we'll also take money from the Yerusha. What's going to be Vim Omru Katanos? The younger one says, Harayonu Noisos, we want to get married now, Kederach Shenasatim Atim. The way you got married, and the Gemara explains, it means that you got married when our father was alive. So true, the father paid for the oldest daughter's chasna, but he was alive then. Now that he died, the younger one can say, I also want to take money for the chasna. That you can't do. And Shemulam, we don't listen to them. Because now it's a Yerusha. A Yerusha, each one gets 50-50 and that's all. Now you have no right to take money for the chasna anymore. Now the Mishnah explains, so far the halachas of boys and girls are the same halachas. But zeh choymar babonis mi babonim, here's one thing more stricter about the bonois than boys. Sheha bonois nizoinois al habonim. V'ein nizoinois al habonis. But the halacha is that the bonois, the girls, let's say the father left over sons. So the sons get the Yerusha. But the halacha is the daughters, they have a right to get panosa. They have a right to be fed from the property until they get married. Mashen kein. By boys, we don't say that. V'yein nizoynes al habonim. B'bonis she'habonis nizoynes al habonim. V'yein nizoynes al habonis. Let's say there are only girls left over. Then we do not say the younger girl gets fed from the older girl. By girls, you don't have this halacha. By girls, the Yerusha is divided up equally. When you have boys and girls, then even though the boys get the Yerusha, there's a new takona tonight, Suba, that the girls have the right to be fed from the property. We'll soon see. Verse like this. Oh, my Rova. Hai godol achai delovush. V'ichse mi beisei. If you have an older brother that takes care of the house, and he has to get dressed up nicely to take care of it, to show he's a respectful person, so my idea of it, what he did, means he takes the money from the Yerusha, and he has a right to spend the money to buy his own clothing from the Yerusha's money. Because the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Eina gedoyle mispanasim al ktanim. Our Mishnah says no, that an older brother cannot take money from the Yerusha to buy his own clothing. He has to first divide the Yerusha up equally, but he has the right to take anything by himself first. So Gemara says, Masnisin b'sharcha. The Mishnah is talking about that the oldest son, he's not an important person. He's sound like a nochschlepper. So Rashi says, Odem botol, shein lehem revach v'dover. He's not a person that's active that does business for them. So he doesn't have to look respectful. So therefore, he has no right to take money from the Yerusha to buy himself clothing. For the Gemara Sharcha, if he's not doing anything, so Pshita, of course this son can't take more from the Yerusha. What's the Havim mean? Why should he be able to take more from the Yerusha? So Gemara says, yes. Another time I would have thought to say, Nichalu deloy ninvul. I would have thought to say that the other brothers still are happy that, listen, we don't want this older brother to look not nice, to look like a manuvel, to look ninvel, and therefore maybe they would be masking, he could buy his clothing, kamashmala, no. That no, you can't buy your own clothing from money like this. You have to first make a chalukah, divide up the money equally, and then the money you get with that, you buy yourself clothing. The Bryce Rav is only saying that if you have an oldest son that takes care, and he has to do business for them and look nice, then he has a right to buy his clothing with the money from the Yerusha, even before they divide it up. Then it says, Nosu Gedolim Yisuktanim. If they married older ones, if the older ones got married from the Yerusha's money, then the Ketanim could also get married. So Chorot Sestiria, Poshet, first it says yes, then it says no. So Chorot says, my comma, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Somewhere have you the come. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Nosu Gedolim Liacha Misas Aviyem. If first the father died, and they left over an older girl and a younger girl. So first the older girl got married from the Yerusha's money. If so, well, boys, whichever one, the same way, the Mishnah said in both cases. Then Yisu Katanim Liacha Misavim. The same thing. Then the younger ones also have a right to say, listen, just like you took from the Yerusha for your chasna, I'm going to take from the Yerusha for my chasna also. Avul Nosu Gedolim. B'chayavihen. But what's going to be if the older ones got married when the father was still alive? So Pshat is the father paid for the chasna. The Yomru Ktanim. And now the younger ones say, Liacha Misas Avien. After the father died, We also want to get married now for our father's money, the same way you got married. Here we don't listen to them. Because by the older one, the father was alive. So the father gave him for a present. So what the father gave was given already. But now that the father died, it only goes to Teres Yerusha. But Teres Yerusha, everybody's equal. You can't take anything extra. You can't take the money for the chasna. Then the Mishnah says, Aniach bonus gedolus uktanis. The first case was by boys, now it's by girls. Sholach lei avuha bar geniva l'rova. Avuha bar geniva sent the shal to Rava. Yilamdeinu rabbeinu, teach us. Love, so what's going to be if a lady first goes and borrows money? V'yochla, and she uses up the money. V'yomda v'nisseth, and then she gets married, she has a husband now. So the question is, and all her property goes over to her husband. So bow, the husband, when he takes over his wife's property, lekechevi, is it considered like a husband buys the property off his wife? Or yerushevi, even when his wife is alive, maybe it's considered like a yerush, it's like he's yashning from his wife. What's nafkamina? Loikechev, if it's considered that he bought the property off his wife, so then umilval peh ain't a grave min lakuches. So the halacha is here is that here this wife, before she got married, she borrowed money. So she owes somebody money. Now she got married and everything goes over to her husband. Sif is called like the husband bought the property off his wife, so then the Baal Chayv can't collect anymore. We're talking about a Baal Chayv that was Baal Peh, there was no shtar. So if you have no shtar, you can't collect from lakuches. Then you couldn't collect from the husband. I do, but the other side is no. That when she gets married and all the property goes to the husband, he's considered like a yerush. I do, a yerush heavy. Or therefore, milval peh goyvim in a yarshim. That's the halacha. If your father borrowed money and then the father died, even though there's no shtar, the Baal Chayv has the right to come and collect from the yarshim. That's the shaila. When your wife borrowed money before she got married, and now she got married and all the property goes over to the husband, is it considered like the husband bought the property off his wife? So then the Baal Chayv, Baal Peh cannot collect? Or is it considered like the husband's the Yerush, and then the Baal Chayv could collect? How is the Shaila? Omalais said back to him, Tanina will learn like this. Says the Mishnah, Nosu Gedolos, if the older ones got married, Yisu Katanis, the younger ones also get married. So Maila doesn't mean to say, Nisu Gedolos Labal, that if the older ones get married to a husband, Yisu Katanis Mibal, that now the younger ones get married from that first husband. So who you see is called like Yerusha. Tomorrow says, Lord, it's not the chat over here. It means Nisu Gedolos Labal. If the older one got married to a husband, then Yisu Katanas Labal just means then the younger daughters also have a right to say, the same way you got married and you took the money from the Yerusha, I could also take the money from the Yerusha. But there's no proof here that a husband would be a Yerush. The Mar'ani is not that way. For Tony Rebchir said clearly, Nisu Gedolos Labal, if the older daughter first got married to a husband, that says, Yisu Katanis Mibal. Now when the younger ones want to get married, they take the money from the first husband. So who you see that it's called like a Yerush, and you could collect. So Mora says, no, maybe Dilma Shani Parnosa. Maybe Taka is only called like a Lakeach. And Lakeach Taka usually would not collect. But Parnosa is different. Shani Parnosa, this like Koyla. Here it's called a Koyla. Everybody knows that Lamaisa, daughters, you have to feed. When the father dies, there's halacha, the daughters get fed from the Yerusha. So here, it's like a curl, there's a curl, everybody knows about it. That's why the older husband here has to give money to the younger one. Not because he's a Yerush so much, but rather just because here there's a curl.
Right.
Oh, Malera Popular Rovo, Lav Hainu isn't this. Lav Hainu, the Sholach Rovin Bigrite, that Rovin sent in a letter, like this. Mishemes, the father dies. Veniach Almona Ubat. He leaves over a wife and he leaves over a daughter. The locher is that Midiraisa, the daughter, Yashin's the father, and that's it. But it's at the Konam of the Rabbonin, Almenosoi, Nizonis Minachosov, that the Almona still has a right to be fed. She gets Panosa from the Nechosif. What's going to be Nisus Habat? Let's say the younger daughter now gets married, the daughter gets married, Al Menosa Nizonis Menechosif, that the Almona still gets fed from the Nechosim. Mesa Habat, let's say the daughter dies, Omer Yuda, Bara Choisi, Sherab Yosi, Ben Chanina, Ayoda, Yehoye Mesa, by me there was a case like this, the Yerma, they said like this, even in such a case, when the daughter dies, Almanosoi nizoinus minchosov. Still, the almona at all times always has a right to be fed from the property that originally was from her husband. So even though the daughter got married, and when she got married, her husband took over, still the almona gets fed from that property. Said, so why? If you're going to tell me when the daughter got married to her husband, that the husband took over the property, he's considered like a yerush, he's like he yashined his wife. That's why it's good. It's still called Yerusha, means you're taking over the Yerusha from your wife, but it's still like your wife's property. And therefore, the mother still has a right to be fed from that property. That's the takona, and almono is always fed from the property of her husband. So when the daughter that yashined it, when she gets married, even though she has a husband, and the husband also yashins it, but it's only b'teras Yerusha, it's still there. Therefore, the almono takes it. You're going to tell me that when the daughter gets married, the husband takes over, and it's considered like he bought the property. If so, then if he bought the property, it's like his property right now. So what does like another son-in-law have to do with the mother-in-law? Why should the mother-in-law be fed from the property? So Abaye says like this: Elav the Sholach Ravin. If Ravin wanted to send this letter, we would have not known this. No, you have a question. Wouldn't have we known this also? For your Tanan, we learned. These are cases of things that do not go back by Yovel. Anytime you sold something by regular Mecher, we know when it comes to Yovel, it goes back to the original owner. These are things that do not go back by Yovel. That's HaBechorah. A Chelik HaBechorah, the Bechorah took for his Bechor, does not go back by Yovel. For Yahayur HaSashishtoi. And if somebody asks his wife, even by